This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
You've gone to the movie theater to get takeout?
This is another thing that people
Hold on.
People do this.
What? Yes. Why? Because of the butter?
Because it's movie theater popcorn.
But you can get movie theater popcorn in the grocery store.
Grocery store popcorn.
Popcorn is not different enough that it's worth going in and getting movie theater popcorn.
It certainly is. You're not living until you're going into the movie theater, getting popcorn, and going home. Why do you think they sell it before you have to go into the theater? Why do they sell it where the general public can just walk in and buy treats? Why is it there
That's a coincidence. They didn't put that out there.
Is that true? If that's a coincidence, where do I buy food at a Sabres game?
After the
ticketed portion. Where do I buy food at the airport? After the ticketed portion.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
And he returns as his season approaches. I think I'm referring to myself in the second person there. When you don't use your name, you refer to yourself as he went somewhere, so the I went somewhere. It's almost fall. And it's like 55 outside. It's wonderful. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Jeremy and Joe. We're back.
Yeah, there's a certain spice in my drink this morning.
There's another sign.
You know, it's a sign.
You went pumpkin spice.
I did. It was available. Let's go. Let's jump right in.
I've got no problem. None.
No, Halloween decorations aren't up yet, but sure, there's some pumpkin spice in my coffee this morning.
We're going back to school shopping this week for the kids. It's not even back to school. It's go to school shopping. And we're probably late to do it.
On August 26th, I mean...
You should start next week.
I mean, when did we start doing that, like, 3 months early?
I don't
remember as a kid doing it, like, 2 months in advance.
I feel like it's more than the week before. I'm kind of calling myself out here as, procrastinating a little bit. But, yeah, it's turning to fall. Good times. Hold-ins are ending.
Oh, I know. No trades. I'm so annoyed at the league. This whole offseason, all these trade requests, none of them honored.
They got a new one, Jacoby Myers now.
What are the odds he's going to get traded? 2%?
It's low. He'd be a seventh for a sixth, but the Raiders probably don't want to trade him because he's good.
A seventh for a sixth?
Yeah, one of those late swaps.
You think he's, because I think he's good.
I also think he's good, but this time of year, it's always tough to make a trade.
That's true.
All these trades that are happening are for sevenths and sixths.
I mean, if that's their best offer, I'll give them a fourth. You want a fourth for Jacoby Myers? He's good.
He is good.
Somebody should want that. New England should want him back.
He is good. His cap hit wouldn't fit on the Bills, though, right? He's got like a decent cap hit. He was paid $15 million a year like 2 years ago. And
look at Jeremy's back for 8 seconds, and we're talking about trading for wide
receivers. That's right. You did it.
Although I did that.
You brought it up.
I did.
And I remember him signing, 3 year, 33.
$14 million cap hit this year. All right, fine.
That's a number. Yeah, we'll get to all that. We'll get to wide receivers, I'm sure. Anyway, good morning. We're back. Sal at 7. Got some fun planned along the way today. It's going to be, fall-ish. 54 degrees today. Yeah. High of 69. Really nice outside. Overcast, that kind of thing.
You didn't really miss anything major. Nothing that would qualify under big things happen while Jeremy's away. I don't believe.
No, the things I missed.
What'd you miss? You missed?
McDermott spoke about a couple things right, I think it was the day that I left, when he said that the safety position, we're looking for something there.
Yeah, next to
T-Rap.
Taylor Rapp,
yep. Yeah. We're still looking for who's going to play next to Taylor Rapp. That was right before I left.
Yep.
And then also...
You missed a one-handed grab by your guy.
I saw Tyrell Shavers make the catch. That's right. I saw that. I missed... In that same press conference, McDermott said they felt comfortable about receivers 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
And didn't know who 4 and 5 were.
Right.
Which... Perhaps that drew a reaction from me. Well, I've got some things to mention on that.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Phillips happened while I was gone. This is actually this is something I wanted to start with, though, because I have, sometimes, Joe, you probably know how this works. Not being on the air for 3-4 days, I was off last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I was off yesterday, which I didn't know until Sunday night. I was texting you guys about coming in yesterday.
Yes.
You're like, you don't work. Oh.
You're like, we should do this tomorrow.
Yeah, we're like, you're off, buddy.
What are you doing tomorrow?
That's right. So I had an extra day to think about it. But anyway, the Jordan Phillips thing, I watched it play out where Jordan Phillips is coming back. Okay, all right, I guess that's a thing. Jordan Phillips is going to be signed to the 53-man. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Pause, wait. Okay, now Jordan Phillips is going to be signed to the 53-man, no, the 90-man. Then he's going to be cut. Then he's going to be brought back, and he's going to be on the practice squad, and there's roster finagling and all that. Mm-hmm. But in between there was reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And my theory right now, or whatever, my working thing for this morning is, and if you want to give a call on this, 803-0550. My thing is that the reaction actually will tell us something. The reaction, there was 24 hours of Jordan Phillips is going to make the 53-man roster?
Yeah.
And in that 24 hours of reaction, whether it was my text club or Twitter or listening to the station or people just coming up and talking to me at a golf tournament saying, Jordan Phillips? What are we doing there? The reaction that became pretty clear was it was a rare, if you will, a rare little Bean's got to get his act together moment.
Mm.
There aren't that many of those. He doesn't.
No.
He doesn't get nearly the same kind of spotlight or microscope that McDermott does. He really doesn't. It's, yeah, sure, we criticize some of the picks. You like this pick. You got this is good and this is bad. And this one, hey, I don't know what's happening with Cole Bishop or Kyer Elam. But when the Phillips news broke, and again, it was an overreaction because we didn't know all the details of how it was going to work at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that overreaction, almost like it set off like, bing, 10,000 people at once saying, this defensive line better get it together this year or the GM is going to have to answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the reaction on that was instantaneous, kind of revealing like, oh, that's all in there for Bills fans. They're kind of ready to pounce on that
right.
If the defensive line doesn't produce something this year.
Right. And Phillips, I mean, he could have been any other player that they were about to sign to the practice squad, and I don't think it really would have – nobody would have cared.
I agree. It's going back to the well on a guy you knew again.
That's a fourth time.
Yeah.
Fourth time.
That's Damar Hamlin is back. And, okay, well, he's a reasonable starter. Dane Jackson is back. Cole Beasley's back. John Brown's. Like, they love to bring their guys back, and there's definitely merits for why you would do that. But the last time they were going to bring back Jordan Phillips and he got hurt again and it's like, all right, we like this guy, but I don't know how much he's got left. Phillips last January said, I'll only play here.
Right, or he'll retire, basically.
Which part of that is like, okay, that's a nice compliment to you. The other part of that for me is he doesn't really want any other option.
No.
So, okay, that's bottom of the barrel kind of stuff. I think there are, again, reasons to do it, and it's not a terrible idea on your practice squad. But the bigger point I want to make is just the reaction was from people I talked to at a golf tournament and on Twitter. Swift sort of, what are they doing at defensive tackle? What are they doing on the line? How could they still be battling with adding someone from the outside given the number of pieces that they already added in one offseason.
I think, too, that the fact that it is Phillips actually implies, like, oh, they think this guy might have to play. And that might be the biggest difference between him and whoever they would bring back, bring on to the practice squad that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah.
And that I think, is where criticism could come, especially at that position, because I think outside of their desperation to go get that franchise quarterback in their first year or two as, you know, a regime here, since then, the position group they've been the most obsessed with getting to an elite level is that defensive line.
And it never has been.
Constantly the group that falls short in that final game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that could be a lightning rod position if they don't perform this year. I mean, because it would be, this is their guys, right? Like, they've got their first round pick in Rousseau, who is signed, and they've got Oliver, who was a top 10 pick, and they've got all these other draft picks behind them. I know they're rookies. Dwayne Carter is a third round pick. That's the draft compensation they trade down with in the Xavier Worthy trade to get.
Yeah.
Joey Bosa is their biggest free agent signing of the summer. Epinesa was their first draft pick of a draft. Like, there's so much put into it that if you're getting to a place where some point during the season, this isn't going well, Jordan Phillips, again, put him in there.
Yeah.
Like, that could happen. I remember when Beasley came back and there was a little bit of that. Like, how could you be at a place where Cole Beasley and John Brown have to come back and save the day off the couch when they're basically out of retirement because they're not NFL players anymore? And that I think is not where you want to end up on the defensive line. Do you want to believe this defensive line could be a top 10 unit in the league? And Jordan Phillips playing meaningful snaps, I don't think screams that that's a top 10 unit. I think that screams that something's gone wrong and you've got to plug in a guy that you just, he knows how to do it.
Yep. We'll get the complete clarification breakdown from Sal. He's got why it works this way, where he would sign, be released, then because he doesn't have to clear waivers, so he's just on the practice squad, all that sort of it. Like, Sal's got that. That's coming up at 7 o'clock.
He's also wearing a number that doesn't instill much
52?
Confidence.
Yeah, that's troublesome. The other part, as you lay that all out, there's another piece of news today to make this point, and that's Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
He got a raise, he got more money, and he got assurances he'll be a free agent, right? So you want to go after Trey Hendrickson next offseason? Is Bean already thinking about it? This year it was Bosa,
yeah.
And we'll see how Bosa plays, and if it works, I mean, they could bring Bosa back. But if it doesn't go well for Bosa, aren't they chasing defensive end again? And aren't they thinking,
yeah,
well, this is the Vaughn deal part two, except he's younger. He'd be younger than Vaughn at the time. He's a premier pass rusher, and he's available, and they do not become available. When Bean was asked by, who wasn't Pat McAfee, who asked him last week if you could add any one player in the NFL, he said
it was the
Busting with the Boys.
Busting with the Boys, yeah.
He's like, a guy who plays down LeBron's town, you know, maybe got $40
million. Yeah.
He's talking about Miles Garrett. He would have liked to have had Garrett, who didn't become available. Next year, next offseason, Trey Hendrickson's going to be available.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to re-sign with Cincinnati.
No chance.
No chance.
No chance. And he'll be 31.
Yeah.
So it's not like he'll be 34 or 35 like what Vaughn was even.
Yeah. So, I hope we're ready for that conversation because we...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talked this whole offseason about Garrett and Crosby and Hendrickson, and next offseason, Hendrickson will be out there to get a $140 million contract probably.
Well, because they're either going to re-sign Bosa or they're going to go get another guy. Like, they're not going to go – what would have to happen? Landon Jackson gets 12 sacks this year for them to not do that? Like, it's just – it's not realistic. Like, they're going to go after a guy. I mean, obviously, the dream scenario, I think, is that Parsons is available in a year, right?
Right.
That he's still in it with Dallas and hasn't signed, and they're talking about franchise tagging or trading, and then you call Jerry Jones and be like, we will give you whatever you want. Blank check. This is the player I've been searching for 8 years. What do you want? Anything but Josh. Take it.
Yeah. Is it wrong to look at their cap space for next year?
The Bills?
Yeah, they don't have a lot. They got to work. They got work to do.
With 12 days before the season?
Right, before next year's cap. Anyway. 803-0550 if you have a thought on that. Again, Jordan Phillips, he probably will play. I think he might play in the opener because it's Baltimore and they're going to need someone that knows what they do. I don't know if you want to throw Deion Walker and TJ Sanders out there in extended snaps now that they're going to get game planned against. So we'll see. Like if it is Jordan Phillips that gets some run early in the season or spot duty here and there, I don't think that's a terrible, terrible thing. But it does probably – it's only maybe only because of Ogunjobi's suspension, although Ogunjobi has not exactly been all that impressive in the preseason here. So, you know, we're talking defensive line because the Bills focus on it a lot, and the Phillips news is just like, man, we're here again talking about whether or not they have enough up there.
He did have one moment last year in the Chiefs AFC Championship game. You see Joe Marino's tweeting out the videos, a play I had forgotten about. Like, hadn't remembered maybe even that day. I wouldn't have remembered it. They did have one stop that they needed on Kansas City, and it was Phillips. The AFC Championship game, it's first and 10. First and goal at the 10 for Kansas City. They are. It's a tie football game, and there's 4:28 to go. First and 10, Phillips gets the sack. Like, he... The clip is actually super impressive. He basically lifts up the Chiefs guard and just throws him back into Patrick Mahomes and gets the sack, and then it's second and goal at the 17, and it's basically, okay, they're playing for a field goal now.
Yeah,
so
that's big.
He did have a moment the last time we saw him on the field, but still not a guy that, you know, you'd like to think Deion Walker and TJ Sanders won't allow Jordan Phillips to get into the rotation because they're going to be producing.
803-0550. If you want to give us a ring on this, where we're starting today, Sean in Toronto is with us. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I was just thinking about this Phillips signing, and I think there's a little bit more to it. I'm thinking since we're kind of hurting at safety and the New England safety became available, we may be looking at trading Ed Oliver to New England for their safety. I think his last name's Duggar. So I think maybe there's a little bit more to it.
Kyle Duggar. Yeah. So Kyle Duggar, if the Bills are trading for Kyle Duggar, the Patriots better be eating $15 million of his cap hit. He's got a $15 million cap hit. This is a second-round safety, high draft pick that has not really worked out. It has not worked out for Kyle Duggar in New England. It's a 29-year-old safety, and I mean,
If you're trying to trade. I'm not a big Ed Oliver fan at all, but I'm not for Duggar.
That's trading a good player for a project.
Yeah, we talked to Evan Lazar yesterday about what's going on with him, and he had ankle surgery, I guess, in the offseason and hasn't looked right since coming off of that, and that he didn't have a good season last year, and he's not I guess he's more a Belichick-type safety that likes to play down in the box, and Vrabel doesn't, like, they're looking for a different, like, over-the-top guy.
Okay.
Which, by the way, how does that sound? Like, guy that's better off playing closer to the line of scrimmage. Kind of sounds like Cole Bishop.
It does, right.
In ways. So, a guy like that that just had ankle surgery and didn't have a good year, like, I mean, if you want to figure out a way to get him for, like, a six-round pick, if they're willing to take salary, but I'm not trading Ed Oliver for him.
803-0550. Thanks, Sean. Could it mean that somebody else is being traded, Dwayne Carter? I mean, Carter is one of a few players on this roster that If he does make the team, won't I say most? I'm not sure, like 2,000 Bills fans total have an opinion on Dwayne Carter making the team. But you know the idea. Isn't it because of draft status alone?
Sure. I mean, he would be the first. He would be the quickest they've given up on a day two pick in like a decade.
Yeah.
At least during this, like this GM. They gave up on Boogie Basham after 2 years. That's the quickest.
And Basham never flashed.
No, nothing.
There was very, very little. And if you look back on Basham, did they hold on too long? I wonder if with Boogie Basham and now here with, my mind went blank. It's
Dwayne Carter.
Thank you, Dwayne Carter. Would they say, you know what, we waited too long on Basham. We can just move on. We've got more reinforcements to that position. You know, today's roster cutdown day, by the way. We haven't mentioned that yet. So 4 o'clock today. The first 53-man roster, sometimes called the final 53, which then changes again and again and again.
But cutting him outright, though, just feels like that would be...
Carter could be moved for a sixth. And...
Right. Some other GM liked him in the pre-draft process and is like, yeah, we'll take a flyer on him.
Right.
I don't know.
Carter would, of course, on the narrative side of things, make the Worthy trade with the Chiefs only about Coleman and Worthy. It, for a while, was like, well, they really wanted a third-round pick. They spent that on Dwayne Carter. If he doesn't even make the team out of year two, which, I don't know. I hear a lot of, maybe he won't. And could he get claimed? I don't know. Could he get traded? I guess that's possible as well. But it's definitely not gone well for him. At the start of his career last year, there were positive signs, and then he was just basically a non-factor the rest of the way. And here we are.
Right. There was a moment in the Texans game. And that was like the last we heard from him.
Yeah, it's week four last year, 4 or 5.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't even in the lineup, really.
Yep. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Of course, the Bills had their preseason finale against the Bucks. Got some things to get out of that, I suppose. I would warn against that. I'd be very, very slow to accept any sort of, hey, Cole Bishop really popped in this game. I mean, you have all backups playing. Everywhere there are backups. You have if McDermott, as he said, scouts and game plans between a 0 and a 1 for the first preseason game. What do these coaches do for the final preseason game?
It's a negative.
Between a 0 and a 0.001.
Yeah,
there's nothing. You got running backs that show up that day and lead the team in rushing.
Yeah.
So the third and final preseason game is something I'm gonna be really careful about here. So nice to see Bishop make a couple of tackles, but I don't think that they should necessarily gain any confidence out of that idea that he played and he made tackles. Doesn't mean much to me. Deion Walker, I think the arrow is up on him, but same kind of thing. As soon as a team scouts the Bills and says, all right, well, when he's on the field, here's what he doesn't do well. That's the game. That's football. You know, you get out there and show you can do something, and they force you to do things you can't do. So we'll see. Everybody I talked to while I was gone for 4 or 5 days was, hey, how are they going to be? Well, they're going to be great. But I'm wondering about this defense, if they're going to pull it together. And right now, you know.
Especially for week one.
Especially for week one.
Who's playing corner week one against the Ravens?
Who's playing corner? How's it going to look with a corner issue and a safety issue?
That's one thing to watch today is, we talked about this with Sal yesterday, that Dane Jackson could get cut today, or he could start week one against the Ravens.
Based on how Tre'Davious White is.
Right.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you're on hold, stick with us. Jeremy and Joe, good Tuesday morning, August 26th. And it's roster cutdown day, so maybe some more trades around the NFL. Maybe we get some stuff on the Bills. I found my first Tyrell Shavers tweet. Very happy to have found about that. To find out how long I've been on the Shavers train. We'll see if he makes this roster. If he doesn't, I don't know how mad we're allowed to be, but...
Well, what happens after that? Is he just go to the practice squad? Or can't keep him a secret anymore because of the one-handed catch and someone else? What if he goes to Kansas City? That'll freak people out, right?
I mean, they aren't exactly bereft at wide receiver, right? They've got.
What if he goes to New England or the we don't care about the Dolphins.
And
anymore,
listen,
right?
They lost Isaiah Hodgins.
They did.
Remember him? He went to the Giants.
Yep.
He played more games than Shavers did for the Bills, though, when he was on the practice squad and ultimately left.
Did he? Remember him playing games for the Bills?
I think maybe I'm wrong. I thought I did.
He's played, how many games did he play for the Bills? He played 3 games for the Bills.
3 times as many as Shavers. Well, I shouldn't say that.
No, because Shavers had
Shavers only had 1 catch.
He had one catch. I mean, I remember him being open in the Houston game when Josh chucked it down the field to Hollins. 3-3. There you go. He's played the exact same amount of games.
Hodgins in his Bills career had four catches.
For how many yards?
41.
Not as much.
Not as much as Shavers.
Not as much as Shavers.
803-0550. We'll see if it is Shavers Day, if there's a trade coming, Elijah Moore, if he makes the team. We've got, you know, lots to get to. Sal at 7 o'clock on the Jordan Phillips signing, what that all means. We'll talk about it with you. And what do you make of that observation of mine? Agree or disagree? That the defensive line is where people really start to look in on Bean and his investments and whether or not they are returning as much as they should be. 803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.